I've had a little bit too much to drink because I don't like to talk in front of crowds. But I have a confession. I've worked in a restaurant for one day, and it was very uneventful. But I'm going to talk about a night that I was a consumer. This may be, I don't know what it is. But my wife and I, we met when we were in high school. I was a consumer of Friendlies, and I used to just get a cup of coffee and stare at her all night. Just kidding, that's a reference to earlier. My beautiful wife, Robin. We used to dress up and think that we were all fancy and went to a little restaurant in Salisbury called Zia's. Anybody ever been there? No, I wouldn't go either. So when you walk in the restaurant, you go to the right, and you have the main door, you go to the right, and we used to sit in the bar because we didn't have to wait. And this was before I was comfortable farting in front of her, so I really had to go, number two. I walked past the front door, all the way through, the maze of all the people there, and I had to walk through some very tight, uncomfortable spaces. I've lost a lot of weight, but I bumped a lot of people as I passed through tables. So I go all the way to the back, I pass an emergency exit door, and I walk down a long hallway, and I finally get to the bathroom, and I'm like, I really don't want her to know that I'm taking a dump. So I opened the door, and it kind of got pushed out of my hand. And there was this older guy that came by, and we kind of gave each other a head nod. And I walk in, and there's the stall. And I open up the stall, and I look down, and there is a beautiful bird's nest of pants, underwear, socks, and a giant messy turd. I look back, and I'm just like, was it the guy that just passed me? I think it was. So I'm sitting here thinking, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and I'm staring. I'm like, how did I not notice that this guy just rolled out of the restaurant in a button-down pink shirt and a blazer and no pants, no socks? And I'm like, I know that was an alarm on that door. So I look at it, and I'm just like, okay, I really still got to go. So anyway, I went back, and I told a waiter, and a waiter told the next guy, and the next guy told the next guy. They all asked for my first-person account, and they wanted to know a description of the guy. And I was laughing too hard, but I still had to go. So they got the dishwasher out. He didn't speak a whole lot of English, and he walked in, and he kind of did a double take, and he went in and picked up one of those little PPE masks with the little fins on the side, like... And he gets a mop, and I'm watching. I was sitting on the sink, and I was like, it's going to be great. And he's sitting in there, and he's, like, fishing this out, and he's like, I don't know what he said. And I just sat and watched, and they, you know, fished it into a trash can. I guess the bus boy was sitting there with the bag, and he's like, dude, don't get it on me. Don't get it. I don't have a whole lot more than that. That was just about it. After that, I never wanted to work in a restaurant. I thank you all for doing so and serving me great food, so thank you.